I'm Libby Denkman, and our first episode of Soundside is winding down now, and I can't help but feel a little weird that you've mostly just been hearing my voice leading these conversations. Now, I think that's weird because I see behind the scenes, and a host is really just the last link in a chain between KUOW and you, our audience. There are so many more people responsible for the journalism, the concepts, and the conversation that we'll be tackling on Soundside. So I hope you get to know our entire team. And I spoke to Soundside producers about their hopes and fears going into launch day.
Hello, I'm Brandy Fullwood. I'm a senior producer for Soundside.
My name is Alec Cowan, and I'm a producer for Soundside.
My name's Noelle Gaska, and I'm a producer on Soundside.
My hope for Soundside is just that it's a show that people feel connected to, that they feel represented by. Hi, my name is Sarah Leibovitz, and I am the supervising producer for Soundside.
I want to create urgency, and I want the news to be engaging, and I want people to be informed, but I don't want them to be scared. I really don't want to be part of the doom scroll.
With audio, there's this certain kind of intimacy of, like, you get to hear somebody talking, but you don't know what that person looks like. You get to, like, bring your own imagination into that kind of story space. My hope is that this brings you into the world that you know, but allows you to hear it in a new way that you haven't heard it before. That allows you to bring pieces of yourself to places you've never been.
I want this show to give a space for people to hear themselves and share their lives and their stories and their experiences. We want to reflect Washington.
My hope is that we can continue to be rigorous about our journalism and fun and surprised and excited and even hurt. I appreciate catharsis that comes with hurt. I think it's relatable. It makes you feel less alone.
Audio can travel with you, you know. At least that's what got me into podcasts, was the fact that they could be with me wherever I was.
To speak for myself, I think I'm really craving human connection in a time where, not just because of the pandemic, we're feeling so disconnected from each other.
This is a kind of quote-unquote traditional radio show, but it's also trying to strike that balance of something new and exciting where you can bring the recording of your backyard with you to this program. You know, be excited about the world around you and share that with other people. I hope that this show does that.
I'm really haunted by something a fellow producer said, which was, just make sure you get to make what you meant to make. And so, thinking about that, I've meant to make a show where the people who are listening to the story, as much as the people who are in the story, feel like it was meant for them.
Everything could go wrong. Climate disaster. Aside from that, the fall of democracy as we know it. Aside from that, I don't know.
I mean, if you are hearing this, good listener, on Monday, January 10th, my fears have gone out the window because we've made a show and it's happened and it's on air.
I guess I worry, like, it's this very kind of juvenile feeling maybe of, are people going to like us? But then I always go to the place of, like, well, it's not for our audience to like us. It's our job to listen to you and provide thoughtful and engaging conversations and stories.
To whoever is listening, thank you.
I hope you tune in. I hope you engage in the way that feels good, that feels comfortable.
We want to hear from you. We want to know your hopes for this show. This is the beginning. So let us know what we're missing, what we should be doing next. We're not just saying it. It's not just a phrase. We really do want to hear from you.
Head over to KUOW.org/soundside to send us a message or to join our listener network. We'll ask you for feedback about segments and story ideas.